Five guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And comedian Chris Porter on earlier. He's at Funny Bone this weekend, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Socially distant shows with our buddy Billy Blank and Nick Allen. Nick's also there Thursday night here in our area, our home area. Clash of the Comics tomorrow night, right? Oh, no.
Thursday night.
Oh, it is only Tuesday. Damn it. I've been thinking it's Wednesday all morning. What's that Zeta second we talked about earlier?
Zepto second.
Yeah. Not enough Zepto seconds. Too many today. If I think it's already Wednesday.
No, that seems to be a pretty common thing. I kind of lose track of the days, even during the week now.
Yeah, because there's nothing going on. Push just informed us that we have to shoot this thing for the doctors early Sunday morning, and then once I gave it a second, I thought, oh, what else am I doing? Got to set my alarm a little earlier. What was I going to say, too? Darn it, I forgot my train of thought.
I think you keep the experience true to life and just come in looking like you do now. You know, just this is how we look when we're on the air.
Yeah. Got to clean up a little bit.
No, they're going to look at that and say, we can't put this on TV. Yeah. Holy God.
It's Zoom, by the way. Oh, yeah, somebody checked in. They said Zubin, they said Tubin check at their Zoom meeting. Some guy emailer told us and said nobody got it. He goes, I work with a bunch of prudes.
He said that in his Zoom meeting?
Yeah, that's what we got.
Well, that is pretty fresh news.
Yeah. All right, everybody, point your cameras down. Yeah. And make sure you're not whacking
it. With the CNN correspondent who was whacking it at a Zoom meeting.
That's funny. They probably would have had to bring that up then, too.
Now, if it were Brooke Baldwin or somebody like that, we'd have been all over that. We would have praised her.
But see, the women don't seem as apt to do that. That's a dude thing.
For some reason, no.
Take off your clothes, you mean?
But they'd be whacking on a Zoom call.
Yeah. A little less exhibitionist.
Well, if they're whacking, they're men.
Puss gets confused. You meant what I knew.
We have a birthday to celebrate today.
All right.
It's Snoop's birthday. He's 49 today.
These Corona commercials rock. Walking down a beach, just good for Snoop.
Right. He's very lucky.
He is. He seems to float through life.
And I'm missing, he's a Steeler fan, fellow Steeler fan, and he when they would lose and they do something stupid, he was the best. He just did these videos from his stoned room, just bitching. And now he's got nothing to bitch about.
I'm telling you, his mass appeal to middle America stuns me.
Crazy.
You know?
Especially if you know the history and seen the old videos. It was gangster rap, the original gangster rap.
He created hysteria.
He was a prodigy of...
The man was tried for murder.
Yeah, I know.
Murder was the case.
Well, I think what put him in the mainstream was years ago...
Iacocca commercials.
Yeah, Chrysler commercials. With the then CEO of Chrysler, Lee Iacocca.
But they also had to... He was obviously...
He had to be mainstream to get that gig in the first place.
He did. He did, Craig. He did. People forgot about that and looked. It looked quaint. It's quaint now. I think it's quaint now.
But now all the stuff with him and Martha Stewart hugging up on each other. And I mean, he's a media darling.
Right.
And he still raps about being a Crip.
Right. Yes, he does.
Whose roast was he at where he and Martha Stewart kind of became friends? It was a Comedy Central roast.
I don't know.
Both of them were on the panel.
Yeah. I think it might have been Charlie Sheen. Maybe.
Yeah, it was one we were looking forward to, I remember.
Yeah, it was a good one.
He was really funny in that. Bieber.
Was it really?
Ah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look, he might have been on a couple of these here.
Both of them.
Well, he also comes up as listed on Trump's roast.
Oh, before the debacle of the presidency. Sorry. Someone's going to yell at us.
I'll keep it great.
There you go. Thank you.
That's it. So everybody's doing their Zoom meetings. They're trying not to tube in everything.
No. Actually, that's all we're doing. We're Zooming into the doctors with Dr. Ian K. Smith somehow.
So computers.
Have to keep our pants on.
Yeah. Webcam. Computer.
Yeah, you're not used to having your pants on that time of day, are you?
Not then. Hell no.
One scientific society for paleontologists ran into an unexpected problem during their annual conference. They had to move their event online, of course, everybody is. It seems the chat filter for this event for paleontologists now, they have a chat filter, and it'll censor out bad words, apparently. And at this paleontologist thing, they were censoring out the words bone, pubic. Yeah.
You can't do that.
Terms commonly used in the field, according to Vice.
Right.
They noticed, participants noticed early on during the question and answer sessions that their comments were being censored by the profanity filter.
They say, hey, bone's not a verb here, guys.
They were using terms common in paleontology like sexual.
Right.
And hell, which in Hell Creek is the name of a famous fossil formation in Montana.
Why are they censoring a meaning anyway? Because somebody got uptight?
So people don't, do the verbal tubing, I guess.
Yeah, it's
the
just
verbal tubing.
It's just artificial intelligence that those filters are probably put on all those chat features. Yeah.
All right, okay. To eliminate the dirty talk?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't say bone at the paleontology conference, why even bother? That's all they're talking about is bones.
It's all bones.
And they're not throwing an R after it.
They say this virtual meeting platform came with a prepackaged naughty word filter.
There you go.
Which one of you fine paleontologists wants to bone?
But a lot of guys are saying, my bone's bigger.
So they had to manually approve.
Like I just yelled it right
that
there.
That didn't stick to the tape.
Damn right.
They had to manually approve individual words so they would not get filtered.
Yeah, because they're talking to each other, and one guy will go to the, that's a nice bone.
Damn right.
Among the blocked words was the aforementioned pubic. Stroke was blocked.
Stroke.
Stream was blocked.
Stream is just a word.
The Asian name Wang was blocked, but not Johnson.
Oh, see, that's a racist one,
yep.
Then. Because Johnson is a Wang, and Wang is a Johnson.
You've ever met him, you'd know
together.
That.
Yep. Do they have any idea how
stupid that is?
That was stupid. Right. Do they have any idea how big, like, dinosaur genitalia was? Because there's not any bone. Everything's based off the bones, but there's not an actual bone there.
Oh, that's right. It's cartilage. How big was the dink of a... you're right. You never
see
that.
Like a T-Rex, you never see
it. You never saw him bringing a hog to the movies, right?
But they had to have him.
Didn't see a hog knocking down trees, right?
I could see where Dr. Ian would want to put a filter on us for something like this, but you know these are scientists talking among themselves, and they probably behave maturely.
Right.
They're not like us.
And that's a visual filter that Dr. Ian wants to put on, not an audio.
Yeah, well, I think we should wear our mask for the whole interview.
But you're right. On Jurassic Park, you didn't see footprints and then a big trench in between them the whole time. Anywhere T-Rex ran.
Or
you
balls.
Can see right where
or
he went.
Balls. I mean, that's, you know.
They could have just had gigantic balls.
I got to say that it doesn't seem like there is an animal that would last forever if they are dragging balls. Now then, when you see Dragon
Ball... Are you an expert? I don't know, Craig.
Well, okay, Dragon Ball Z, that's not what they're talking about.
No. But if your balls are dragging as a dinosaur, I think that makes you more susceptible.
Yeah.
To predators.
Cool balls, dude.
Right.
And that's prehistoric balls.
That's what the Neanderthal guy walks up and goes,
cool balls, dude. Yeah,
like some ground-dwelling ball-eating predator.
Yeah.
Come after you.
Oh, you better be careful around
just
that guy.
Pouncing on that, yeah.
Ground-dwelling ball-eating predator.
Triceratops just takes a run at you and stabs you in the
I think we've dated a few of those girls back in the day.
Oh, right.
She was ground-eating ball-eating predator.
From way back.
She was scary.
Yeah, why would the scientists even need a filter like that? If they're a bunch of paleontologists.
They're going to be talking serious stuff. It'd be like blocking the word Uranus and a bunch of...
Oh, there may be that one guy who can't contain himself. He's got the Tourette's.
Every time.
Yeah, he's got the Tourette's, and they don't want to hear about it.
Nice bone, Jim.
This isn't something that they even asked to have put on. It was there because they went through whatever service.
Right.
They had to get rid of that eventually because they're going to talk about, like you said.
They had to individually
the word bones
approve words.
Oh, man. That's all they talk about is bones.
And rightly so. They're studying bones. Jesus.
Watching out for the rogue Tubin paleontologist.
Right.
But he wasn't even, it wasn't words that got him in trouble.
No.
Visual.
It was the visual.
Oh, now you took me back to Tubin's Hall. Great, thanks. Dragging a trench through CNN. Here comes Tugin. Tubin.
Look for the footprints in the trench.
Look at the Tubin trench. Hey, we're helping him now, Tubin. We're giving you a big one now. In this story.
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah,
again, he's saying...
Don't help.
Stop helping.
Right.
Oh, you know he's just mortified today. And he's got to sit around with the wife.
Well, you know, everybody goes to sleep eventually. When you wake up, you're going to go, oh.
He might be waking up in the night and thinking about that.
He might not be sleeping a whole lot.
No.
He's wondering if he's got a gig.
Sorry about my hog, right?
No, he's pacing the floor. Wondering, what can I do to distract myself for a few minutes? If only there were something I enjoyed doing that was a brief distraction. It may have ruined masturbating for him.
He'll always have alcohol.
Yeah. Well, he will always flash back to that. Even if he's in the middle of a dark room, he's going to be checking for cameras everywhere.
He'll never trust himself again.
Right. Just to make sure it's safe to masturbate.
I don't think he will.
I'm with you.
You know what, though? These aren't always right, and we don't know what his nut is. By that, I mean his bill, his monthly bill. But he's worth $10 million. So Jeffrey Tubin might just say, you know what? I'm going to take my penis and go home.
Yeah. How long before?
Because I would. At $10
million. And he should be fine. If he's invested wisely.
He'd be fine. And he doesn't have to deal with this crap.
I wonder how long before he tries to get his wife to touch it again.
I know.
He's like, that's gotten us in enough trouble, Jeff. Oh, now you want me to see it after everybody else?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's hearing all that.
Why? Should I turn on the Zoom first?
Or maybe we're just projecting what all of our wives would say to us. Yeah. That's what it sounds like to me.
Who are you looking at?
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Which of your coworkers were you looking at?
Who do you think you're masturbating to?
Maybe she was into it. She was taking care of herself in the corner while he was...
Oh, you can add that caveat in there. Probably not.
He was going at it. Yeah, probably not.
Google Jeffrey Tubin's wife.
Okay.
Let's drag her into this with the trench.
The Tubin trench.
Yeah, we'll take that call if you're a paleontologist. I don't know what a dinosaur's penis looks like, but you're right. You would think they have some sort of something hanging down there if they're procreating.
Yeah, they had to have something.
Right.
There's probably one wacky prankster in the crowd. One guy that thinks he's funny, but he's not.
Oh, especially in that kind of situation, right?
The class clown.
Right. At the paleontology, yeah.
Yeah, the guy that chuckles every time they say bone. Like, dude, we're going to be saying bone a lot. Can you stop laughing every time we say bone?
Well, that'd be us.
Yeah.
If I was new into that class, I'd be giggling. But see, if you're a paleontologist, you'd probably get over that.
I thought we weren't inviting Dave. Right. Who invited Dave?
We found another bone.
It'd be Beavis.
Like, yeah, Beavis.
Bone.
You keep hearing some guy said, he said bone.
See, in that situation, it'd be like me trying to keep up with John Oliver this week with the World Health Organization.
Yeah. Ooh.
So we've got something to watch now on Black Friday, November 27th.
Oh, the Huskers in Iowa.
Or something fun.
All right. Yeah, a lot of people in this area will enjoy that game.
Charles Barkley.
All right.
And Stephen Curry are going to be competing in the third edition of The Match. Barkley will team up with Phil Mickelson.
Oh, cool.
And Stephen Curry is going to team up with Peyton Manning. They're going to do a modified alternate shot match play.
They better spot lefty a few strokes because Barkley's bad.
That's the point.
That's why they're putting him with a professional, and the other two guys, although good golfers, are not professionals.
Yeah, but they still are pretty. Steph Curry's a pretty good golfer.
Yeah, but he's not
a scratch.
He's not as good as Phil Mickelson. So that's why they're putting Mickelson with the bad golfer, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they call it a modified alternate shot match play, and I don't know what modified alternate shot is. It sounds now, like if it's either alternate shot or it's not.
Will they talk and have fun? Because the other one didn't.
Will Charles Barkley talk and have fun?
He will.
Yeah, I'm sure they learned their lesson on this last
and
one.
Yeah.
They need
Manning
to have him
will
mic'd
as
up.
Well.
Right. They got to have him mic'd up, right.
Yeah. Yeah, that
the
first
one that they did with the
yeah,
that... oh, it was
Mickelson Phil... and Tiger
no, and Tiger
and Manning and Brady.
When Phil and Tiger would talk, sometimes the guys who were in the announcing booth would talk over them.
Yeah, it was stupid. Yeah,
and shut up. This is right. what we paid for
right.
to hear the interaction between Tiger and Phil.
Well, that first one where it was just Tiger and Phil, they hardly talked at all. And then when they added Brady and Manning in, they were talking back and forth. They were the guys in the booth were in their right. ear talking to them, and that was when it played well.
Right. This won't be pay-per-view, though, right? This will be just on regular TV.
It doesn't say here.
I typed in the word bone, and everything is pretty graphic. It looks like our clips.
No.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like
well,
us.
It usually doesn't end with the word bone. There's an ER in every one of these clips.
Yeah.
I would explain to you what modified alternate shot is, but it's kind of in the weeds.
Right.
Can we go back to photon torpedoes and phasers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, it seems to me like it's either alternate shot or you call it something else.
Modified.
No, it is alternate shot.
Yeah, that's not.
It's a combination between best ball and modified shot. That's the quickest way I can describe it.
Yeah.
Cool balls, dude.
Both of them tee off. You hit the next shot. Whoever's ball you don't use is hitting the next shot after the tee. So you both tee off.
Okay.
So Tiger, so basically, Barkley's going to be hitting the second
Barkley
shot every hole.
Every hole, Barkley will be hitting the second shot because they're going to use Phil's tee shot.
Every
no
hole.
No matter how far off the mark it is.
Every hole.
Every time.
Right.
Have you seen this course in Las Vegas? They're doing some tournament there now.
Oh, this tournament this week?
It's kind of an exhibition.
Okay.
It's not the PGA guys.
Is it in Vegas or outside of Vegas?
It's north of downtown. Mm. But years ago, when we flew over Vegas, mm-hmm. I saw this thing, and they were just building it. And there was nothing around. There's houses around there now. But they literally constructed probably a 4 or 5 square mile. They brought in trees. They brought in dirt. They made canyons.
That's
it
a
looks
fortune.
Like
it's gonna cost $1 billion.
Yeah, it was like $50 million to make this place.
Oh my God, what's it cost to play?
$8.
It's one of the most expensive courses in the country, and you can get on it if you stay at one of the Wynn properties,
right?
For a mere $750.
Oh, wow.
Is that a cart too? The cart fee an extra 40. Yeah,
it might be plus cart.
I bet it is. I bet it is. And I bet you it's got to be, you can't walk there.
But it's pretty impressive. But I did talk to a guy who played once.
$750.
And said, it felt really artificial. Because it is.
Yeah, the whole thing's fake.
Yeah, they just created this forest of trees and grass.
But is it real trees?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then it's all artificial.
Everything's real.
Right, yeah.
But none of it belongs in the desert. I guess that's part of the appeal to it.
Well, yeah, the forest in Vegas is definitely going to feel artificial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've driven by it before, and. It just looks odd as you. Nothing,
I haven't seen it. That's
nothing
cool.
but scrub desert.
That's pretty
all
cool.
around it.
It's a lot of money, though, man.
Yeah, Google it. It's called Shadow Creek.
I will.
Yeah. Golf for the every ball. Golf for the everyman.
Yeah,
$750.
Who can afford $750 to golf? I mean, I got a credit card, but that's a little much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And World Series starts tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time, 7:09
Speaking
technically.
Of prices, have you seen
Tampa
those prices?
Tampa Bay at Los Angeles Dodgers.
Once the Dodgers made it, L.A. money started showing up.
And how many tickets are available for a World Series game?
I want to say it's around 10,000.
The prices are astronomical.
They would be.
And I remember talking to Brett this year about NFL and, our buddy Brett from Red Zone Tickets. And I said, are you going to try to get in that business? And he said that even the NFL tickets, since there's so few, the markup is too big to make any you can't really sell them. They make too much money off of it. Not enough money.
He would have to pay a bunch to get them.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. And then, but these I read some of these World Series tickets are crazy. Because Texas is a quick flight from L.A., and L.A. fans, Dodger fans got money. So they're going to spend some. They're going to spend a fortune.
The secondary resale prices for World Series tickets jumped to between $1,600 and $17,000 per seat.
Yeah. Wow!
Thank you, Craig, for having that ready to go. I appreciate that. It was crazy, but 10,000 people, L.A. money. Yeah, I'm not sure if a ton of money coming out of Tampa for this, but the L.A. money is going to show up.
And if you need your Joe Buck fix, this is his third night in a row. Now, what's he doing tomorrow night? Because he's doing seven
game
nights
two.
In a row. Is he doing game two of the World Series tomorrow
mm-hmm.
night?
Right. Yeah, and then
Thursday night football?
Yeah, I forget where they're at for Thursday. Oh, Philly for Thursday night football. And then back for game three and four of the World Series. And then Sunday football.
Well, then that's 8 days in a row.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of Joe Buck.
He's a Beatles song.
He is an Iron Man.
Actually, I take that back. He may get, because I think on the Sundays where Fox doesn't have the doubleheader,
right.
Him and Aikman get the day off.
Okay, they might give him a break then.
Yeah.
What I've read it, it's 7 days in a row.
It did a Chief game yesterday, right?
Duh.
Yeah, I watched that game.
Yeah.
That was him.
Duh, I watched that game. All right. Speaking of bones, Nick had one.
Hey.
They got back on the winning track. We had Chris Porter with us, funnyboatomaha.com. See Chris this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
We talking to Cal Penn tomorrow?
Hopefully.
Okay.
I'm still waiting on confirmation for that, but hopefully.
So you could all do the same. Sit at home and await confirmation of Cal Penn, because that's what we're going to be doing.
Hopefully Aisha Tyler, too. I'm still waiting on those. Both could happen tomorrow.
Okay, once again, wear your mask. Don't pull your dink out when you're on Zoom. Don't be racist, and don't kidnap anybody.
There you go.
Or plan to kidnap anybody.
Right.
Or assassinate anybody.
Oh, we're going to add that one, too.
We're anti-assassination and anti-kidnapper.
We're libtards, right?
Even though
we're such libtards.
It's a lot to keep track of.
Has become very controversial, so apparently we're going out on a limb here, but I think we have to.
Yep. Yeah, I think so. Come on back. Tomorrow.
See ya.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.